This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Prograf capsules, concentrated injection at Advagraf XL prolonged release capsules. Active ingredient, S. tacrolimus. This leaflet provides important information about using Prograf capsules, Advagraf XL prolonged release capsules and Prograf concentrated injection. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Prograf or Advagraf XL against the benefits this medicine is expected to have for you. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Prograf or Advagraf XL. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Prograf or Advagraf XL? Prograf or Advagraf XL contains the active ingredient tacrolimus, which is an immunosuppressive agent. You have been given a new transplanted liver, kidney, lung, or heart from another person because your own was no longer healthy. Your body recognizes that this new organ is different from your other organs and will try to reject it by attacking it in the same way that it would attack germs that enter your body. This could make you become ill again. Prograf or Advagraf XL stops this attack. It is very important to take Prograf or Advagraf XL given to you by your doctor regularly so that your new liver, kidney, lung, or heart will not be attacked or rejected. If you have been taking other medicines for this purpose but are still feeling unwell, your doctor may change your treatment and begin giving you Prograf or Advagraf XL. Your doctor may have prescribed Prograf or Advagraf XL for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Prograf or Advagraf XL? Warnings. Do not use Prograf or Advagraf XL if you are allergic to any medicine containing tacrolimus or other macrolides. These are antibiotics of the erythromycin family. Trade names are Eric, EES, Clacid, Zithromax, Rulide and Biaxig, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use Prograf or Advagraf XL if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Do not use Prograf or Advagraf XL beyond the expiry date printed on the pack. Check with your doctor if you are receiving cyclosporin immunosuppressive therapy. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking or are given Prograf or Advagraf XL. Your doctor will advise you whether or not to take Prograf or Advagraf XL, or if you need to adjust the dose or adapt your treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Check with your doctor if you are using oral contraceptives. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Prograf or Advagraf XL and affect how it works. In particular, you should tell your doctor if you are taking or have recently taken medicines like antifungal medicines and antibiotics, particularly so-called macrolide antibiotics, used to treat infections, e.g., ketoconazole, fluconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, clotrimazole, miconazole, caspofungin, erythromycin, clarithromycin, josomycin, rifampicin, rifapyrtin and isoniazid. Letermovir, used to prevent illness caused by CMV, human cytomegalovirus. HIV protease inhibitors, e.g., ritonavir, nilfinavir, sequinavir, the booster medicine cobicistat, and combination tablets, or HIV non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, efavirenz, etravirine, nevirapine used to treat HIV infection. HCV protease inhibitors, e.g., tilaprevir, bosepravir, the combination ombitaspir/baritaprevir/ritonavir with, or without dasibuvir, ilbaspir/prazopravir, and glicaprevir/pibrantaspir, used to treat hepatitis C infection. Mycophenolic acid used to suppress the immune system to prevent transplant rejection. Dash medicines for stomach ulcer and acid reflux, e.g., omeprazole, lansoprazole, or cimetidine. Antiemetics, used to treat nausea and vomiting, e.g., metoclopramide, dash sisapride, or the antacid magnesium aluminium hydroxide, used to treat heartburn. The contraceptive pill, or other hormone treatments with ethinyl estradiol, hormone treatments with danazol. Dash medicines used to treat high blood pressure, or heart problems, e.g., nifedipine, micardipine, diltiazem and verapamil. Dash antiarrhythmic drugs, amiodarone used to control arrhythmia, uneven beating of the heart. Dash medicines known as statins used to treat elevated cholesterol and triglycerides. Carbamazepine, phenytoin, or phenobarbital, used to treat epilepsy. Metamizole, used to treat pain and fever. The corticosteroids prednisolone and methylprednisolone, belonging to the class of corticosteroids, used to treat inflammations, or suppress the immune system, e.g., in transplant rejection. Dashlofazidone, used to treat depression. Herbal preparations containing straight, John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, or extracts of Schisandrus phenanthera. Cannabidiol. Tell your doctor, if you are taking, or need to take ibuprofen, amphotericin B, antibiotics, cotrimoxazole, vancomycin, also called aminoglycoside antibiotics such as gentamicin, or antivirals, e.g., acyclovir, ganciclovir, sidofovir, or foscarnet. These may worsen kidney or nervous system problems when taken together with Prograph or Advagraf XL. Your doctor also needs to know if you are taking potassium supplements or potassium-sparing diuretics, e.g., amiloride, triamterene, or spironolactone, or the antibiotics trimethoprim or cotrimoxazole that may increase levels of potassium in your blood, certain painkillers, so-called NSAIDs, e.g., ibuprofen, anticoagulants, or oral medication for diabetic treatment, while you receive Prograf or Advagraf XL. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. How do I use Prograf or Advagraf XL? How much to take? You can only get Prograf or Advagraf XL from your doctor. Your dose will be calculated according to your weight, age, and medical condition. As your health and the function of your new liver, kidney, lung, or heart can be affected by how much medicine you take, it is normal that your doctor tests samples of your blood and urine at regular intervals. This is in order to test whether your medicine requires adjustment. When to take Prograf or Advagraf XL? Prograf should be taken in two doses, e.g., morning and evening each day. Advagraf XL should be taken once a day in the morning. How to take Prograf or Advagraf XL? Take the capsule from the blister pack and swallow it whole with plenty of water. Do not use grapefruit juice as it contains substances that interfere with the action of Prograf or Advagraf XL. Prograf or Advagraf XL capsules should generally be taken on an empty stomach or at least 1 hour before or 2 to 3 hours after a meal. If you receive Prograf concentrated injection by intravenous infusion, it will be added to a larger volume of diluent and infused over a prolonged period of time, usually 24 hours. You must never change the dose yourself, even if you are feeling better. It is very important that you keep taking this medicine, so that your body will not reject your new liver, kidney, lung, or heart. If you accidentally take a larger dose than recommended, tell your doctor immediately. If you do not understand the instructions provided with this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. If you forget to take Prograf or Advagraf XL, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have missed more than one dose or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Prograf or Advagraf XL, if you think that you have used too much Prograf or Advagraf XL, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. What should I know while using Prograf or Advagraf XL? Things you should do. Always follow your doctor's instructions carefully. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while taking Prograf or Advagraf XL. If you are about to start taking a new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Prograf or Advagraf XL. Prograf or Advagraf XL suppresses your immune system by lowering your body's immune defense system. This increases your risk of skin cancer and other cancers while taking Prograf or Advagraf XL. You should always protect yourself from the sun, wear sunscreen, a hat and protective clothing. Things you should not do. Do not take Prograf or Advagraf XL to treat any other complaint unless your doctor says so. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms are similar to yours. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Prograf or Advagraf XL affects you. Prograf or Advagraf XL may cause visual or nervous disturbances. If affected, do not drive or operate machinery. Effects of food and alcohol. Food reduces the absorption of Prograf or Advagraf XL. Therefore, the capsules should be taken at least 1 hour before or 2 to 3 hours after a meal. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Use all the Prograf capsules within 3 months of opening the aluminium wrapper. Use all the Advagraf XL capsules within 12 months of opening the aluminium wrapper. Keep Prograf or Advagraf XL capsules in the blisters until it is time to take them. Keep Prograf capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature is below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep Advagraf XL capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature is below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep Prograf concentrated injection away from light and store below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your medicines where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters, 1.5 meters above the ground, is a good place to store medicines. Do not store Prograf or Advagraf XL or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave medicines in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine, as relevant. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Tiredness, lack of energy, stomach upset, including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, stomach cramps, tremor, shaking, headache, feeling depressed, sad, sleeping difficulties, blurred vision, or sensitive to light, muscle cramps, tenderness, or weakness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing, fever, diabetes/increased blood sugar, swelling, numbness, or tingling, pins, and needles in your hands and feet, constant flu-like symptoms such as chills, sore throat, aching joints, swollen glands, or any other signs of infection, unusual bleeding or bruising, high blood pressure, palpitations, abnormal heart rhythms, chest pain, new lumps, or moles, or changes to existing moles, anywhere on the body, swelling of the eyelids, hands, or feet due to excess fluid, a change in the amount of urine passed, or in the number of times you urinate, pain on urinating, or other kidney problems, yellowing of the skin, and, or eyes, jaundice often accompanied by generally feeling unwell, for example, tiredness, lack of energy, loss of appetite, nausea, and vomiting, pain in the abdomen. Symptoms of anemia, such as shortness of breath, tiredness, or dizziness, seizures, fits, buzzing, or ringing in the ears, difficulty hearing, fever and bruising under the skin, that may appear as red pinpoint dots, with, or without unexplained extreme tiredness, confusion, yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice, with symptoms of acute renal failure, low, or no urine output. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Prograf or Advagraf XL contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Tacrolimus. Prograf capsules contain high promelose, cross-carmelose sodium, lactose monohydrate, and magnesium stearate. The capsule shell contains gelatin, titanium oxide, purified water, 0.5 mg, and 1 mg only, iron oxide yellow, 0.5 mg capsules only and iron oxide red, 5 mg capsules only. The 0.5 mg and 1 mg capsules have a trace of printing ink, Opicode monogramming ink S-1-15083 red, ARTGPI number 1-2-3-8-8. The 5 mg capsules have a trace of printing ink, Opicode monogramming ink S-1-18086 white, ARTGPI number 1-0-7-5-7-9. Advagraf XL prolonged release capsules contain high promelose, ethyl cellulose, lactose monohydrate and magnesium stearate. The capsule shells contain gelatin, titanium dioxide, iron oxide yellow, iron oxide red and sodium lauryl sulfate. The capsules also have a trace of printing ink, Opicode monogramming ink S-1-15083 red, ARTGPI number 1-2-3-8-8. Prograf concentrated injection contains polyoxyethylene, PEG-60 hydrogenated castor oil and ethanol. Prograf and Advagraf XL capsules contain excipients with known effect, sugars as lactose and soybean products. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Prograf or Advagraf XL looks like. Prograf. Prograf 0.5 mg capsules, OSTAR 77280. A light yellow with 0.5 mg and F-607 printed in red, packed in blister sheets of 10 capsules, and sealed in an aluminium wrapper, pack size 100 capsules. Prograf 1 mg capsules, OSTAR 58930. Are white with 1 mg and F-617 printed in red, packed in blister sheets of 10 capsules, and sealed in an aluminium wrapper, pack size 100 capsules. Prograf 5 mg capsules, OSTAR 58931. Are grayish red with 5 mg and F-657 printed in white, pack size 50 capsules. Advagraf XL. Advagraf XL 0.5 mg prolonged release capsules, OSTAR 269212. Are oblong capsules with a light yellow cap imprinted with 0.5 mg and an orange body imprinted with 647, pack size 30 capsules. Advagraf XL 1 mg prolonged release capsules, OSTAR 269214. are oblong capsules with a white cap imprinted with 1 mg and an orange body imprinted with 677, pack size 60 capsules. Advagraph XL 3 mg prolonged release capsules, Ostar 306501. Are oblong capsules with an orange cap, imprinted with 3 mg and an orange body imprinted with 637, pack size 50 capsules. Advagraph XL 5 mg prolonged release capsules, Ostar 269215. Are oblong capsules with a grayish red cap imprinted with 5 mg and an orange body imprinted with 687, pack size 30 capsules. Prograph concentrated injection. Prograph concentrated injection ampoules, Ostar 58932. Contain 5 mg tacrolimus in 1 ml, pack size 10 ampoules. Who distributes Prograph or Advagraph XL? Prograph and Advagraph XL are supplied in Australia by Astellas Pharma Australia Pty Limited, Suite 2.01, 2 Banfield Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-751-755. Medical information. Email, aormedinfo@astellas.com. Medical information. Website, www.astellas.com/au. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in February 2024.